This is Jerry Bingham, host of Hush Loudly on WGN Plus. As around the sun,
the earth knows she's revolving. For the introverts out there, I know you might not want to show up sometimes, but you show up, you take it in, and then just like everybody else, you're equally as dynamic in delivering whatever it is that you have to offer. Hi, this is Marilyn Johnson, and you're listening to Hush Loudly on WGN.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Hush Loudly. I'm Jerry Bingham, your host, and I'd like to introduce you to Marilyn H. Johnson, a principal consultant of M.H. Johnson & Associates, Inc., and co-founder of The Solo CEOs, which I can't wait to talk about. So Marilyn is a seasoned business professional with a consistent track record of developing and implementing strategic plans that have met and often exceeded budgetary expectations. With over 25 years of program development and management experience, she brings a unique approach to classic business applications. A proven leader with a history of motivating multiple levels of management, Marilyn has had the opportunity to hone her skills by creating focused programs and group facilitation. Marilyn has broadened her portfolio to include creating unique mentor-protege programs, business plan competitions, entrepreneurial learning institutes, curriculum development, and fostering strategic alliances between large and small businesses. Great communication skills have enabled Marilyn to not only lead a team of pro bono consultants from Fortune 100 companies in evaluating and recommending attainable strategies for small to mid-sized companies, but also translate the needs of many entrepreneurs to top corporate executives. Known for her articulation skills and quick adaptability, that's such an extrovert, Marilyn has directed and facilitated numerous workshops as well as been a guest speaker. Marilyn is a Dean's List MBA from the University of Chicago Booth School of Business, okay girl, with concentrations in marketing strategy and organizational management, and has a BBA from Iowa State University in marketing and communications. Marilyn, welcome to Hush Loudly.
Thank you so much, Jerry. Let me just say, I love the name of your podcast.
Oh, thank you.
I just think it's so cool.
Thank you. I love it, too. I think it fits. So thank you for that. So my first question, Marilyn, which I already know the answer, but let's let our listeners know, are you an introvert?
No, I am not.
Okay. And so I would assume that there are introverts in your life, whether it's your spouse, your parents, kids, best friend, partner, whatever. Is it around you, the sort of compatibility and balance of introverts?
Oh, absolutely. I work with a lot of introverts. My clients, I have a lot of clients that are introverts. But even just going through my professional career, I've always worked with introverts. And what's funny is, a lot of people just think that introverts don't want to interact with people.
Mm-hmm.
That's not necessarily the truth. And especially when you're working with them on something that's important to them. So, yeah, I work with a ton of introverts.
Mm-hmm. Yes, thank you for saying that. So, Solo CEO Summit, that just to an introvert sounds like perfection. Solo CEO. So, tell us what that is.
Solo CEO Summit is an idea that I came up with along with my business partner, Tara Winston, and it was about creating a community of people who work for themselves. And it's not necessarily that everyone just kind of is very insular, but it's that solo entrepreneur. It's giving voice to the small businesses that make up trillions of dollars for GDP in the United States, but really get little to no love from a lot of corporations, from a lot of programs that focus in on entrepreneurship, but they're always, always looking for somebody to grow and scale. when in fact not everyone wants to grow and scale. And so what Tara and I did was we started talking about how important it is to give voice to the smaller companies who they're providing top-notch service, but when it comes to being recognized as a true business, not everyone looks at them in the same light. And that was why we created Solo CEO, and we had the summit.
Okay, so it's a group of people who are already entrepreneurs.
Absolutely.
It's, it's a community. Do you do anything like help people get to entrepreneurship? Do you do that at all, too?
Well, what's interesting, so we don't necessarily do that as far as helping people get to entrepreneurship. What we do, we had a conference, and we plan on moving forward with what we call our summits post-COVID, but we're also having podcasts and what we call Google Talks, which really cover topics that are important to solo business people, things that you might not get if you're going to some organizations that are looking for entrepreneurs that's trying to grow a business and get big. So it's not that we're leading people in the direction of entrepreneurism, but trust and believe, if you're in that lane, we are where you want to go to, because we wanted to create this community where it's all about truth, because not everybody's willing to be honest and tell you what it really feels like to be in business for yourself. And we're not up to those one-shot deals where if you do these three things, you'll be successful. That's not the reality for everybody. And that's what we're trying to develop.
Well, this sounds like good information for anybody, including me. You know, there are a lot of us who, you know, have been working for years and we want entrepreneurship or think we want it, but we don't really know. We see the glorious side of being able to, you know, live your passion and to create your own work hours and take on the clients and projects that you want. But I'm sure it's just not as glorious as it seems. There's got to be another side to it as well.
It is. But what you said, some of the things you said, that is really what being an entrepreneur and even a solopreneur looks like many times. But what the reality is you have to understand the full scheme of it all, of how you can get to the point where you are very selective of the clients that you're working with, or that you can manage your calendar in such a way where you don't necessarily work only 9 to 5, but you could work at any point in time, and you can work from anywhere. COVID has allowed people to really broaden their view of where you have to physically be located to still run your business.
So let me ask you, in your opinion, what do you think makes a great solopreneur?
A great solopreneur is a mix of drive and determination. And well, and that might be one and the same, but the drive and the determination, the excitement, as well as structure. You, because you're the only one running your business and everything begins and ends with you, you have to be super focused on what you do, how you do it. You have to have that level of control. You also have to be motivated to get out there and continuously do it. Motivation for a solopreneur is not always like the entrepreneur, where some entrepreneurs look around and say, I got to get out there and sell more business because I have 10 people in my company relying on me. Solopreneurs look at it and go, I have to get out there and sell my services because I got to pay my rent. I have a car note. There's a certain lifestyle I want to live, but I also have to be very specific and particular. And you just have to keep doing it. And you have to always create this whole sense of, let me say, just confidence in what you're doing, because there's not always somebody behind you that's going to prop you up and say, yeah, you got to go out there for the team. You are the team. So you have to find those things that motivate you, that keep you going.
Do you think that anybody can be a solopreneur and work for themselves and have that drive and all that you're talking about?
No, And I wouldn't, I always think I didn't choose the easiest path, but I know that this path is something that is beneficial for me. The reason I don't think everybody can be an entrepreneur or a solopreneur is this is not a 5-day-a-week job. This is not a 9-to-5 job. This is, you are living and breathing what you do. The reason that it's important to understand that is because, number one, you have to love what you do, because that is what you're going to be doing all the time. And also, there's benefits to being in organizations where you are responsible for a thing or a process. Not everybody wants to be responsible for absolutely everything that is around them for a business. And so you just have to figure out if you want to own everything about providing a good or service, or if you just want to be specific in doing that one thing you're special at. That it, there's nothing bad about either, which is why when people start thinking about working for themselves, they really need to think what motivates them. Because if all that motivates you is that you are going to be your own boss, then I'm going to tell you right now, that is not accurate. Mm. Because instead of being in a job where you have maybe 2 or 3 bosses, direct bosses, when I have 4 customers, I have anywhere from 4 to 9 bosses, all at the same time.
I didn't think about that.
And they're not all this at the same level of understanding, compassionate. And as a solopreneur, since I'm the only one that's really driving this, I want all of my customers to always feel like they are the only customer I have, because that's important to me. So that's a lot of energy that you have to put out to make sure that people feel like you are dedicated to whatever it is you're doing for them when you're there. And they really don't care about the next person that you're working with. Most times they don't even know, but that's how I chose to do my business.
How did you and Tara, you mentioned how you were decided to give voice, or you decided, you came up with this idea to give voice to this group. Why is that important to you, and what pushed you there?
Jerry, I started my business 20 years ago, and every time I say that, I'm just amazed, because when I started it, I was like the most reluctant entrepreneur ever.
Really?
I never thought I'd be in a business. I am an ex-corporate person. I was laid off. I've been laid off 3 times prior to that. Companies fold and merge, and you get bounced out the door. And so I decided, I said, you know, I need to take control of my career. And until I can really figure out exactly what company is offering a position that I'm interested in, I'll just take a few projects just to kind of tide me over until I could figure things out. And that one thing led to, okay, I have one customer, and I learned a whole lot. It was a small business in Chicago. I learned a ton from this guy. And I used to say, man, entrepreneurs are amazing. They have energy. They have light. They just keep going like the Ever-Ready Bunnies. I want to be like that. And I just got another customer, and I looked back and I was like, I think I'm in business. I truly did not go out with a business plan or anything. People who have them, that's great. I just didn't do it. And along the way, I made a lot of mistakes because there was no one place for me to go. Everything out there was focused on growing your business, doing these 5 steps to make $1 billion. And I was like, I'm just trying to figure out, how do I charge? And so when I started looking back over the time, and I met with Tara, and we started kind of comparing our stories about how we ultimately ended up where we are, we realized there was a huge gap where there was no one place where small businesses could go to get just general information and not feel like they weren't running a real business. Because a lot of times when you tell people that you are the only person working for your company, especially if you're working with large organizations, they kind of look at you sideways. They kind of give you a little shade. And so we said maybe this is time where we can just have this solo CEO operation where we can provide people with the information that we need. How do you price yourself? That's one of the hard ones. But here's one. Where do you get your medical insurance from? Mm. It's like all of that. Who is your IT person? Because trust and believe, you don't want me to be it. And we just started comparing notes because it was no one out there, no one place or no five places that had all of that type of information at the ready.
Wow. And so your community offers that. So you're just like a big resource pool and you're able to share information like that for solopreneurs.
Our goal is to be that resource pool. Mm-hmm. And the wonderful thing about it is that everyone's experience is different, yeah. But in a way, we all still need similar things. We all want to know what's the best way to figure out pricing. We want to know, how do you go and sell your services?
Yes.
We also want to know, do you have a 401k? Who's doing your taxes? Tara and I have all these questions where normally when you're in a large organization, one, you don't have to think about it.
No.
But when you're an entrepreneur in a larger entrepreneurial community, you might be in settings where people talk about this or salespeople come to you. No one is coming to a solopreneur unless you are one of those solopreneurs that's making a whole lot of money where they know you. Mm-hmm. No one's knocking on Maryland's door.
Mm-hmm.
And I ran the numbers, but we contribute again over $1 trillion in GDP. And now with so many people looking at the gig economy, we're not even gig workers. Because sometimes with gig workers, that's kind of a stopgap type of jobs for some people.
Mm-hmm.
We're running businesses. So we're like, okay, here's something that is of value to people.
So I'm really touched by this because, you know, I feel like in this podcast and my brand, I'm trying to give voice to introverts and trying to amplify our voices. And you are doing the same thing for the solopreneur. So thank you for that. I love that. And we're running out of time. So I wanted to ask you, and also at the end, tell us how we can find you. But I wanted to know if you could give our listeners a couple of tips on how to start their solopreneur journey, or if they are a solopreneur, what are some things that you'd be open to sharing with them right now?
Oh, sure. One thing I want to always tell people when you're on this journey is look at what you want to do, not what you can do. Because what happens is, as a solo person, folks feel like, well, Jerry, we know you're great at this. And you probably are. But is that really where you want to put your flag on the moon and say, this is what I want to do? So lead your own charge. If you know that you don't want to do certain things, don't allow people to move that needle for you. Remember, and my first client told me this and I never forgot it. You are a CEO, just like any Fortune 100 company. You just don't have 5,000 people working for you. So always keep in mind, you're a CEO and that's how you lead your company. As far as other solopreneurs, when looking for answers, sometimes those answers are not always in the obvious places because we always Google stuff. Some things are not written for solo businesses, so be very careful of the advice you take. And folks, I'm telling you, there's not a silver bullet to success. You have to work hard and you have to be consistent. You always have to show up. And for the introverts out there, I know you might not want to show up sometimes, but you show up, you take it in, and then just like everybody else, you're equally as dynamic in delivering whatever it is that you have to offer.
Beautiful. Thank you. That's wonderful advice for me and for everyone listening. So thank you. So Marilyn, where can we find you?
You can find me on my LinkedIn page, which is my company name, M.H. Johnson and Associates on LinkedIn. You can also go to my website, which is mhjohnson.com. You can find out the stuff that I'm doing and contact me that way.
And then for a solo CEO?
Solo CEOs, we have a website, and we are actually rebranding ourselves, but we are on Instagram as Solo CEO Summit. We have a Facebook page, Solo CEO Summit, and our website is Solo CEO Summit. Our rebranding will be the Solo CEOs, because once we got into this, we realized that there's so much more than just that one summit. There are talks that we are doing, and you'll find a lot of that on our website. Check out some of the other talks that we've had with people to provide good advice from business standpoint.
Thank you so much, Marilyn, for joining us and enlightening us about solopreneurship. Thank you so much for joining us on Hush Loudly today.
Thank you, Jerry. Thank you for having me.
Enjoying Hush Loudly? Please subscribe and rate us on Apple Podcasts and wherever you listen to us. Did you know Hush Loudly has t-shirts? Yep, show the world you're an introvert without saying a word. We also have t-shirts for the extroverts in our lives who need us. Go to hushloudly.com/shop.